to the newlyweds, it is good to see you back. You have set an example for a bunch of us old people that there are still young people in the world that want to hear God's Word and puts them first in your life. It's a thank you for coming. A great example for us. If you would, get your song books and turn to page 197. Our lesson is going to begin as we read this song, but I'd like to say, as Yogi Bear once said, I'd like to tell you something before I say anything. Now, if you'll analyze that's kind of hard to do. You'll notice the song there. It says, "Has Thine Own Way," and the first verse is what we're going to really touch on tonight. But I drilled water wells for several years for Johnny Arnold, member of the church over around Harrison. And I can remember drilling one well off over on those high hills in Omaha, Arkansas. And it's hard to drill over there. There's lots of caves and things that's just terrible to try to drill through, gravel and things that will hang up your drill stem, and it's cost you lots more work than what it should. Well, we was drilling over there one day, and we had drilled and drilled for 3 or 4 days, and look, we're down to about 900 foot and still don't have no water. So the person says, "Let's go another 100 foot. Well, we went another 100 foot. And he said, "Well, let's go another 100 foot. And we did. And about the second joint end of that 1,000 foot, we hit some muddy water. And we thought, here we have drilled for this man over 1,000 foot, and he's going to have muddy water. So we called Johnny, our boss, and told him what we'd done. And he come over, and he said, "Boys, don't worry about it. That mud you have went through is called potter's clay." Now, I want you to keep that in mind as we go through this lesson. So look at your song books, and we're going to read this song, and then we will have our lesson. And what a beautiful song this is. "Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold over my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me." Now, one of the greatest metaphors used throughout the Scripture is that of the potter and the clay. It is a picture taken from one of the basic and common scenes of the Bible world, a potter that is forming a vessel on the potter's wheel. If you would, turn your Bibles over to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, we're going to read the first 6 verses. "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying," verse 6, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so you are in my hands, O house of Israel." It was at that potter's house that Jeremiah would receive the vital message concerning God's people. While the first and final application is to the house of Israel or the nation of Israel, there is a practical application for us today as God's children. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, we read that Adam was formed of the dust of the ground, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Brethren, that's what separates from the animal kingdom, is God created us and blew the breath of life into us. And Adam became a living soul. You know, scientists have noted that the chemical makeup of the human body do, in fact, compare with the chemistry of clay. Physically, we're dirt, but we're formed by God for His purposes. Dr. M.R. DeHaan, in his book, The Chemistry of Blood, states this: by his body, Adam was allied with the earth. Chemically, the body of man differs not one particle from the earth out of which he was taken. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19 says, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, dust will return to the earth as it was, and the Spirit, when He breathed the breath into man, the Spirit will return to God. Paul refers to us Christians, you and I today, as earthen vessels. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, but there's other translations that calls us jars of clay. We are jars of clay formed by the master potter for his use. Turn your Bibles over to Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64. Let's read a verse there. Let's read verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand. Now, just as the clay on the potter's wheel, we are without power or to form ourselves into a useful vessel. Because you remember what Jeremiah 10:23 said, it's not within a man to direct his own footstep. So if we can't direct our own footsteps, how are we going to mold ourselves in what God wants us to be? Think about that for a while. Now, we must decide to cooperate with the Maker, the Almighty God, in order to become what He has purposed for us. In Jeremiah 18 verses 6 through 10, if you want to read these, we'll, with lack of time, we won't do it tonight. But it is a call to repent or respond to God's work. God gave each of us free will to do as we please. Now, we can live an obedient, faithful life, or we can rebel at every opportunity. Now, God can't form us when we're in that rebellious life. But we can resist God. And what a shame it sometimes that that's what happens. In Isaiah chapter 29, God rebuked Israel because they arrogantly defied God and acted though God had not created them. Can you imagine that? As you read the Old Testament scriptures, you see where the Jews, the Israelites, that was God's people. And I've always said, who in the Bible that you read about would you think would want to do God's will more than any other race of people? You would think it would be the Jewish nation, Israel nation, wouldn't you? Oh, but they had a tough time doing it, didn't they? And also, it's even unthinkable that the clay, us, should have such an attitude toward the Father. But sometimes that is exactly what happens. Those who resist God's work in their lives never become what He designed for them to be. If you will remember as you read in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes that Solomon had all the human resources that one could gather at his disposal. Excuse me. Yet he found a void that he could not fill. Solomon said that trying to fill the void with human resources was like trying to catch the wind in your hand, or the wind in a sack, or however you could think that you could catch the wind. There's too many people today that think God is the clay, and they are the potters. They want to mold God into whatever kind of shape they desire. They want a God that will tolerate their lifestyles. You know, as we talk about homosexuality today, and now the new byword, I guess what you would call that now that you hear a lot, is transgender. They want to live in an adulterous situation. They want to commit fornication. They want to do all these things, and we can read about all of them in Romans chapter 1 and verse. Well, just read the whole chapter, and you'll see what kind of the people was at that time, and it's not changed since then. They want a God that will not hold them accountable for their sin. So we must change our lives just as the clay must change its shape in the potter's wheel to become a good, useful vessel. Now, God has a great advantage over man in the work of molding lives for the better because He knows what's best for us. You know, sometimes we think we know what's best, and you know, it's not really what we need. Sometimes it's what we want. But God truly knows what we need. Sometimes we need just the opposite of what we ask for. He sees the finished product. We are hindered in our inability to see the end of the process. God has the power, through His Word, to change lives. The gospel has the ability to transform people. Turn your Bibles over to Romans chapter 2, chapter 12. I'm sure most of you know this verse by heart. Romans chapter 12. In verse 2. Oh, let's just read verses 1 and 2. They go together so good in my opinion. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. Now look at verse 2. We talked about being, the gospel can transform us. It can change us. Now look what it says. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Brethren, God's power is unlimited. Our power is in the willingness to be molded by the master potter. When the clay was too dry, the potter would add a little water to it. That way he could mold it better. If the clay was a little too wet, well, he'd add a little clay to it to make it to where he could still make these vessels with it. And this potter, instead of, you know, well, that's too wet, I'm just going to throw it away. Or if it's too dry, I'm just going to throw that lump and start another. He didn't do that. He would desire to remake that vessel with what he had rather than to destroy it in the same manner. God does not want any to perish. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The potter's field is last mentioned in Scripture in connection with our Lord. The blood money Judas received was eventually used to buy a potter's field. In Matthew, I believe it's 27, verses 7 and 8, if memory serves me correct. The potter's field was the field or yard outside the potter's house where the clay was gathered and the wreckage was cast. The death of Jesus brought a field full of mistakes in order to remake every piece. Now, as we come to the close of this lesson, Floyd, do you have anything to add to this lesson? Jesse, you have anything to add to this lesson before we close? Bruce, you have anything? Brandon? Thomas? I would ask you, young man, but I don't know your name right off. All I know is you're still a young married guy. If there's nothing else to add, then let's look at this just a little deeper for us. You know, most of us is over the age of accountability, I guess you could say, by several years. We do have a young couple. Are we still letting God mold us? Are we still that lump of clay on the potter's wheel as He keeps molding us as we get older and older and older? Or are we here today wanting to get out of here as fast as we can so we can get home and mold God in such a form that what we want? So how are you and I responding to the hands of the potter? Remember, he's trying to form you into a vessel of honor. Now, as we go back to that song, let's read the first verse of that song once again. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Matthew chapter 11, verses 18 through 20. The Lord Himself extends the invitation. He says, come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I believe we're all here members of the Lord's church. That still don't mean that we don't need the invitation. Do you need prayers of the church? Have you sinned publicly and need to take care of that publicly? Today's the time to do it. Once again, or do you just need prayers for strength to make her through another week or till we meet again? So whatever your need is, please come as we stand and sing the invitation song.
Be at rest. unto me.